Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Saturday night at Hodgetown against the Corpus Christi Hooks. I'm joined by the man himself, Avery Owusu-Asiedu, AOA, who continues to dominate at the start of his AA career with the Soddies. And AOA, thanks for doing this. I would just want to ask you the obvious question. How does it feel to be AOA right now with all the success that you've been having?
It feels awesome. I mean, I'm really grateful to be here and just compete and help the team win. So it's been fun.
I asked Danny Ceretti yesterday about you and what he's seen from you, and he said that he's super proud and happy for you because you went through it earlier this season in Hillsboro with some extended struggles, but he said you made a couple adjustments. Can you let me know what those adjustments were, maybe, that has allowed you to have this amazing success?
Yeah, I definitely struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, and then kind of closed off my stance a little bit, helped my direction, and then kind of the barrel was showing up a little better, and I think that's really helped improve my at-bats and just the production and the quality. So.
And obviously the results have been great with all the homers and RBIs and stuff, but the quality of at-bat has been so good as well. How have you been able to stay in the strike zone and stay within yourself, even with all the baseballs flying out of here?
Yeah, I really honestly, I don't care about any of that stuff. It's all process for me, and the results are just kind of a distraction, really. I'm just trying to go up there, stick to my approach, be on time, get my swing off, and then if I do those three things, it's like everything else will just happen. So,
what's your take on this Amarillo clubhouse and just the general vibe in there?
Clubhouse is awesome. The vibe is awesome. We're having fun. We're competing. We're competing hard. Love to win, and just this playoff push is awesome. So it's fun to be a part of.
I saw you in the outfield on the last homestand talking with Drew Jones a little bit. Have you been trying to pick his brain just to try to improve your defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's best one of the best defenders I've ever seen. So yeah. Like, any opportunity to kind of learn from him and just see what he's doing that makes him so good is definitely something I'm going to do a lot. So,
you're from Canada. Who were some of your favorite baseball players growing up?
So I was born in Canada, but my family moved to Wisconsin when I was six. So growing up, I was a big Brewers fan. When I was like Carlos Gomez, Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
So those were like the two guys that I like to watch.
Great era of Brewers baseball there. And you ended up at a small D1. How would you put into words what your journey from college to now has been like, as you've had to really grind and prove yourself throughout your baseball career?
Yeah, it's been a journey, and then just kind of always learning and always just trying to trust the process, learn, grow, and I think that's just what I've been doing.
You're a big guy, but you move really well and run the bases well. How have you been able to focus on your base running game? Because obviously speed helps, but you got to be a real smart base runner as well, especially for a man of your size.
Yeah, well, to start, I mean, growing up, I played three sports. I played soccer and basketball as well, so I was always moving, and I was always just trying to build that athleticism. And then the smart base running is just getting out during batting practice and getting reads and then working on my steel jumps and all that. So it's just all attention to the details.
What position did you play in soccer?
I was a center back for most of my career, and then my last season I played striker.
What have you taken from that game to this one?
I'm not sure if there's a whole lot, just athleticism, I would say.
Yeah. And you were a hooper as well, I would hope so, right?
No, I honestly didn't play basketball until I was a freshman in high school, okay. Just because I was tall. But before then, I was just soccer and baseball, so...
So for somebody who has not seen you play before, doesn't know anything about AOA Mania and all the success you've been having, what do you hope a fan that's seeing you for the first time takes away from watching you?
I hope they just see that I'm playing the game with joy and like being grateful and having fun and playing hard. I think that's really the main things.
And you're such a focused guy, but I mean, your success has earned you some attention, not just outside of these Amarillo walls, but in the baseball world. How have you been able to stay yourself even with all that attention?
Yeah, just like all that outside noise is just noise, and I try not to look at it too much and just stay focused on the day-to-day and just have fun and enjoy every day. So,
AOA, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.